very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. And this is Live Talk at the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
A growing number of asylum seekers in South Africa who go to the Home Office department to renew their asylum papers but are instead thrown into holding cells to be deported are saying that they are now scared to do so.
And a very big number of those people have run out of status, meaning that they are now illegals living in South Africa.
There are reports that around 100 Zimbabweans are arrested and detained at Lindela every week when they go and try to renew their asylum papers.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we are opening our lines to hear your views on the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
And remember that we will call you back on our number 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo kambezu lukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu eselipha maviki wonke ngolwesithathu uhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum lapho esikhuluma kona lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwamaphepha. Amaphepha awokudinga ukuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni nxa umuntu eyisiphepheli awe asylum. Yes, yezwa ubana lezi nsuku bakhona abanye abathi besiyadinga ukubana bengezelele kumbe kwenzwe lokho ukuthiwa yi-renewal ngesilungu. Bafika khona le bahle bavalelwe bafakwe elindela bese besifakwa emagumbagumbeni ukuthi babuyele bayotshiwa ekhaya. Lokhu sokubangele ukubana abaningi besabe ukuthi bayelungisisa amaphepha abo kugatsha lwe-Home Affairs. Siyazwa njalo imibiko ethi yona bakhona abafika 100 ababotshwayo besiyalungisisa amaphepha maviki wonke. Jonga.
Ndizvozvo, nhasi tiri kukurukura nedambudziko ratinonzwa kuti riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vane magwaro anovabvumidza kunge vachigara munyika iyi vachimirira nyaya dzavanenge vaisa zvikumbiro zvavo zvavanenge vaisa kuHome Affairs Department kana kubazi rezvemukati menyika kuti vange vachitarisirwa magwaro avo eupoteri. Saka vanopiwa magwaro anovabvumidza kugara muSouth Africa kwemwedzi mitanhatu nyaya dzavo dzichiongororwa nekunzwisisikwa. Vopiwa zuva ravanozofanange vachidzokera kumahofisi iwayo kuti vange vachizononzwa kuti nyaya dzavo dzavanenge vakaisa dzeasylum kana kuti dzerefuge dzeupoteri dzabuda sei. Ipapo ndopavanosvika vachinzi kana vakanga vatadza kubudirira mapepa avo anobva angonzi haana kubuda ivo vobatwa voendeswa kunonzi kuLindela kwavanenge vachengetedzwa kusvika vazodzoserwa kumusha. Izvi zvinonzi zvaakuita kuti vanenge vakamirirawo magwaro iwayo kana kuti vaisa nyaya dzavo dzehupoteri vatye kuchienda kunotarisa kana kwatingati kucheka kuya kuti vanzwe kuti nyaya dzavo dzaapapi dzavanenge vakaisa dzekutsvaka upoteri dzanzwikwa here, vabudirira here. Kana varambwa kuti vange vachipuwa upoteri vanofanira kunge vachipuwa mukana wekuti nyaya dzavo dzinge dzichinzwika zvakare yatingati appeal. Saka vazhinji vari kuti aiwa zvese zvasi kuitika. Ukasvika ikoko kana nyaya yako yarambwa rubva wangodzoserwa kumusha zvakuita kuti vatye kuchienda ikoko kuti vanotarisa kuti mapepa avo akamira sei. Zvichibva zvavapa kuti vagare muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo ndonyaya tiri kurukure nhasi. Asi kana mutemo mutemo, kana South Africa ichinge yataiwa hatizokwanisawo kupa upoteri, tinoimbawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kunge vachizvitambira vachizviteerera vachiteerawo mutemo. Kune masangano anobatsira kuti vange vachiita maapiri iyaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndozvatichanzwa nhasi kuti zvingafambiswa sei. Gazi.
Yes, Chonga, we have one of our guests, and that's Mr. Tino Mambeu, the coordinator for the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Mambeu, the issue which we are discussing today is concerns the asylum seekers who are said to be, we know when they go to renew their papers, they are deported. Can you set the scene for us and give us more details on that issue?
To start with, as you will know, that since the beginning of the new millennium, the South African government has been assisting Zimbabweans and Africans and immigrants in general by giving them asylum documentation. But what has been happening is that when there was an influx of Zimbabweans into South Africa, they would then apply for refugee status. But the status is not immediately determined. So you would find a scenario whereby you would be given a 6 months period where you would then be asked to come back and renew or get a decision from the Home Affairs. So we have got a scenario nowadays whereby the Department of Home Affairs arrives at a particular decision concerning an applicant for asylum. Then they only notify the applicant on the day of renewal. And if your application has not been successful according to them, then they make you fill certain forms that leave you with no other option except for being deported. They would not give you time, or they do not allow you to go back home to make preparations for deportation. They will right away deport you. So this is currently the situation we are facing. And to speak of numbers, we could say probably around 100 people per week are finding themselves in such a predicament. And some will have to bribe their way out, and some are eventually getting deported, which is quite a sorry situation. Mm-hmm.
But what are the most common reasons given by the Home Affairs Office for denial of asylum?
Well, when you apply for asylum, you go through an interview. The interview is conducted through a questionnaire. So you would be required to state the causes of your departing from your country of origin. So if, according to them, they find that the cause, the reasons that you still state do not enable you to gain refugee status, you get automatically disqualified. So to start with, the reasons of your departure should be of such weight that they can afford you refugee status. And it is to their discretion to determine or to say or to judge that these reasons given by the applicant meet the demands for refugee status. And if they feel otherwise, then obviously you do not qualify. Mm.
But there is room for appeal if they deny you the first time?
Well, there is room for appeal, but now because of the hastiness in which the whole process is done, because remember, you get to the renewal center, like Maharashtra, for example, and when you go into the offices for the sake of renewing, then you are told that you are being deported. And if you have got no access to information, then you end up getting deported. You lose your battery, your cell phone battery, and you cannot communicate to the outside world, you know, and it becomes a problem. And some people will not be carrying money during that time as they go to the offices, and they have no other means of communication. And that renders it very impossible for them to communicate with the outside world. And to the government, or to the officials rather, they would have seen it as an opportunity to capture you, and to which we respond and say that it's quite unfortunate that they are tormenting the already tormented. Whereas they should be fixing the root causes of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Just keep holding on the line because we are being joined again by another guest, and this time it's Victress Matutu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Matutu, can you tell us what information as a Imbokoto, I know you are a pressure group that is assisting Zimbabweans there. Can you tell us what you are hearing about this issue that we are discussing tonight of asylum seekers in South Africa?
The organization that deals mostly with women, we've heard a lot of women that who've got asylum, they've gone to Marapasa to renew their asylum, but some of them, they've been arrested, and we've got two in Lindela so far. They haven't been deported yet. We've got some ladies who went there last week, and they came back and said they were given letters that stated that they are no longer allowed to be in South Africa, and their asylum, instead of seeing them being renewed, they were taken from them.
And what were the reasons? Were they given any reasons?
I've got this lady who said he got his asylum back in 2008. She's been renewing it since then. And when she got there, she said they told her that the asylum has expired. It was just a temporary thing. Hmm. So they've come to a time where they are ending the asylum. So it just has expired. They just gave her the letter that stated that she's no longer allowed to be in South Africa, but they did not arrest her. She was given that letter to just go back and take whatever she has and go back to Zimbabwe. Mm. And the other one says, they say the stamp, I think the asylum got stamped when they get stamped when they go there to renew. They said the stamp was a fake stamp, but she's so sure that she got the stamp from them. He has never taken her asylum to someone else to get that fake stamp.
Mm-hmm. But some people complain that it takes more than 2 years for their cases to be heard. So why are people afraid of going to renew after only 6 months?
I can't elaborate on that. But I think if it takes that long, like this is saying 2 years, then they just get to go there to renew after 6 months. I just don't understand it.
Hmm.
Yeah, because like if someone has had that asylum for like 2008, it's almost 10 years now, like 9 years.
Hmm.
And I think they went for interviews before they were given those asylums back then. I think it's better if they go there now. They just don't take their asylums from them and just say, okay, you're arrested or the asylum has expired. At least give them a valid explanation, like, okay, you need to go through another interview because you've been here for a long time now. Whatever reasons you had back then, maybe they're not valid anymore. So at least they must maybe make them go through more interviews. If they think those reasons are no longer valid for now.
Okay.
All these ladies are clueless. They don't even know why they are arrested and why their asylums are not being renewed anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Just keep holding. Let's go back to Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu,
yes.
We have heard that some people... I think this is a custom that has existed for quite a long time, the one of bribery. Is it correct to say that some of the people who find themselves in this unfortunate situation is because someone would be trying to solicit a bribe?
Well, you know, lack of knowledge is a very enormous problem. And I think what these guys also do is to try and intimidate people. And if they intimidate you eventually because you don't want to find yourself in trouble, you would then pay a bribe. But in most cases, the people, they do not have money. And at the end of the day, they end up getting sent to Lindela. And that is what happens in most cases because people do not have resources. And remember, when you go there, sometimes you might not have means of communicating with your relatives back to bring you cash or to come and assist you. So it becomes now, a very serious problem. Then you get deported. So I would say, I would concur with the assertion that there is bribery. It has been there since time immemorial, and it seems to continue. And under such circumstances, it has become the norm of the day. If you can't buy your way out, then you are deported. There are people that go there with asylum that have already expired, but they get stamped simply because they can pay for it. But imagine a man or woman that comes in and has no money, and they are told that your case has been rejected. Now you have got to be deported, and they have no means to avail money at that particular time. They really get to Lindela, and we have got so many people that are in Lindela at the moment due to the fact that they could not bribe their way out.
Mambe urega itinzwe tina vamaverenge tarirai vari ku South Africa makadi
ndiripo makadi zvenyu
aiwa tiri wapenyu tiudzeiwo zvamunoziva nezvamunoda kutaura pamusoro penyaya iri kukangwa iyi.
Okay, ndinoti watererai mavhengere.
Wo mavhengere.
Inini chandinoona pamaaslam awa pane dambudziko kudhara taienda tichitora nguva imwe chete iyoyo uchiaplya uchibva watopuwa nguva iyoyo. Saka pamashure apa pane kurivhesa kwavakaita vakatombovhara maravasitati iyoyo. Vavhara maravasitati iyoyo ndopakazouya mutemo wachinja wokuti unondopuwa receipt wozomirira 6 months. Saka kuverifya kwavakuita ini ndokwasingazvi vanhu kuexpire kwakaitika maaslam avo takanga tichienda nguva nenguva uchisvika uchinzi dzokerai kumba, nhasi tatora vakati tozokuonai mangwana. Wodzoka mangwana wotadzazve kurinyuwa, kupedzisira watozoona kuti chero kubasa kwaunoshanda hauchakwanisi kuti ugone kuvaudza kuti zvendoda kunoitei mangwana. Saka pane problemu yakaitika ipapo kuti ivo havana kuzozvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vangaachinja mutemo, havana kuzvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vanga vachingorambidzwa kupinda kusvika unoita 6 months usina kukwanisa kupinda mumaofisi.
Saka hazvina kukonzerwa nekuwanda kwevanhu here vanga vakunyorerawo mapepa aya vamavhengere?
Inini pakuona kwangu zvaikonzerwa nechioko mumwe, because munhu anenge asvika kana kuma9 iwamukira usiku anenge aritora iwewe unenge usina. Ukasvika pa kuti mapinda mukati taimo munotobuda mapinziwa mukati, unotobudisiwa muchinzi vanhu vataaplyisa vakwana, because pamarava sitati ndopokuti unopinda mukati mondogariswa pasi kuseri. Magariswa pasi kuseri monzi vanenge vabhadhara mari ndo vanouya vachitsomwa, instead yekuti tinenge tiri palaini wai vasingagoni kuenda according to line. Saka zvino hurumende yacho haichagoni kuona kuti ava vanhu vakaexpirirwa nekuda kwei, nekuti ndo chikonzero chavakaregera chavakachinja mutemo. Vakatochiona kuti pabvachiitika uori, zvokuti dai vakagona kuona kuti vangava nawowo kudhara vagone kurinyuwa zvazviri nani, because vanhu vaingouya kuti varinyuwe asi vachidzokera kumba vasina kurinyuwa.
Asika yes. Mutemo unenge uchiteerwawo panyaya dzakadai, vanenge vanzi tipei zvoko muhomwe vari kumhangara here nyaya idzi kumapurisa?
Nhau idzi chero kumanyuzipepa avo tee tichiverenga, asi tinoona kuti vano ivo kutozozviziva nokuchinja mutemo vakatoona kuti paiitika uori, asi kuti vaone kuti ndiani nekuti zvaitika pachikona havagoni kuona kuti ndiani.
Inyaya yakaoma. Aiwa, tinotenda vamavhengere.
Ndatenda zvangu baba.
Murara zvakanaka. Chris is saying that before you could just go to the office, apply for asylum, and then you get your papers if there's a determination set on that very day. But later when they changed or when they upgraded the Maravastad center, that's when they started to say you wait for 6 months. But he thinks that also is being fueled by corruption.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Oh. But I remember when President Zuma opened the new center, which is now the Desmond Tutu Center, the Maravastad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said this center was, I think, corruption proof, and he also urged those seeking asylum and any other documentation to report any form of corruption or people who ask for bribes. And I think that's the only way for this system to be cleaned by reporting to the authorities. Well, we can hear from our...
Let's hear from Mama Matutu. Usecingweni?
Yebo, ngikhona baba.
Yes, siphatha lapho daba lwe-corruption ukufumbathisana lapha ukudiziswa, kuthiwa ikudiziswa ngapho asazimbe yikho.
Yikho.
Yikho sibe. Lo daba lubhahe kanganani, ikakhulu nxa sikhangele bona laba ababedinga amaphepha ama-asylum.
Eish, yazi, i-corruption umbukudizana lokho vele, yazi kukhona yonke indawo. But izindawo ezinjengalezi kukakhulu especially uma sikhangela ukuthi abantu bangisuka ngiyasebenza angithi ma ngisemsebenzini ngifuna ukuya eMaravastad ngiyofuna i-aslam kumbe ngiyarenew i-aslam and ma ngifika khona isikhathi engisinika emsebenzini sincane ngiyasibona singangokuthi okay hambe uye emsebenzini ngo-12 uhambe uye thatha i-aslam ngo-12 ubusu ujikile sibuye emsebenzini uthole ukuthi ma ngifika ngale Maravastad ngithole ukuthi kune-queue. Then bakhona labo vela kakhulu ngoba kunama security le ahlalela ukuthi okay ungizonginika imali engaka mina ngizongimisa phambili. Yebo. If ngithola ichance njengaleyo eqinisweni uyazi kufana nokuthi ngithathe ispeed nje usibona umntwana uyakhala uyasikhalela nawe uyasidengla yabona. Umntwana vele uzosifuna ukuthi mangithola ichance njengaleyo emsebenzini kuthiwa ngibuye ngo-12. Ngiyafika laphana mangibona ukuthi mangibamba iline la ngizophuma ngo-4. Nanga umuntu abuye athi mina ngangithi 100 rand ngizokufaka phambili. Akusalayo vele ukuthi ngizomupha lo 100 rand angifake phambili. Yabo. And uma ngifaka sengifaka phambili akukho lulu ukuthi ngiye kuma authorities ngiye report ukuthi mina lo muntu ungifune intshontsho lokuthi ngimnikeze intshontsho angifake phambili ngoba nami bengisizakala. So ngaleyo ndlela ukudizisana soze kuphele ngoba yini esiziswayo sike sikuthathe asikubone njengentwembi suka sibone ngani siyasizwa. Yebo, endina khona ngale futhi mangifika khona lo laba badini sawuthola ukuthi wenze interview noma kumele uyifeyile le interview ukuthi uthole i-aslam ngithi akutshela ukuthi hayi indlela ophendule ngakhona ayikuvumeli ukuthi uthole i-aslam kodwa uma unginika u-500 rand uzoyithola. Yebo, i-aslam ngiyayifuna angifuni ukudeportwa vele.
Yeah.
Angifuni ukubuyela ekhaya kodwa uma isithi nazingine ma ungangiphani 500 randi ngizobhala ukuthi failile i-interview kodwa ma unginikeza ngizokunikeza i-aslam angeke ngize ngiye kuma-authorities ngiyoripota ngoba angikuthathi njengokuthi i-corruption ngoba kuyenzakala i-corruption kodwa angiyithathi kanjalo mina ngisuke ngicabanga ukuthi hayi lo muntu uyangisiza kanti umuntu wenza into e-wrong.
Hayi kuyezwakala, hayi ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha sike sithathe omnye umlaleli jonga. I'll get back to Mterere. I just wanted to point out what, you know, Victress is saying here, Ms. Matutu is saying desperate means, you know, people are desperate. That's why they are resorting to bribing officials. Anyway,
hello?
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, njani?
Yes, siyaphila. Ungapi ko South Africa?
Ejobheke.
Ejobheke.
Yeah.
Ah, ungasitshela, ungasiphathisa ngodaba esilalo lapho udaba lwama Islam.
Yeah, kufuze sibe kwazi ukuthi okwenza sibe lapha vele yini? Umbuzo wokuqala. Zabaleka ekhaya sabuya lapha yini? Singamazimbabweni asiqaleni sikhangele khona lokho sikulungise. Ungabheka i-relationship ye-South Africa le-Zimbabwe iya ngokuphela inew generation le khona manxa kuphuma laba badala laba ngibona ngani izophela kuzaba nzima vele ngokuya kwesikhathi engaku advisor abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi asiregisteni siye vota advisor ama opposition parties wonke asezimbabwe ukuthi sicela bebe united sivotele umday one ntemambala ebulenjini lapho ngane lesotho lapha i-opposition iwinile ya lapho uzuma ngo-December la uyaphuma asikwazi umuntu ongenayo uzuma mangilandela i-history lezaphu bebekuyinto one ngesikhathi sifisa belungu so laba abancane laba abalandelayo laba kufuze lathi sicabange ukuthi bazosizwela or bazenza kanjani ngoba kuzaba nzima vele nothi kancane khonoko ukuthi bebotshwe lezi zihlobo zami ezikusebenzisayo maphepha lokhu kwenzakala so lalaba bathi basimele bazogcina vele kubehlula ngoba vele sekuqalile vele ukuthi kubehlule ngoba babotshwe abantu beswelindlela bediphothwe akulalukuthi abalwenzayo babeleke bekhuluma bayehluleka lokuthi bekuripoti ukuthi abantu bethu babotshwa igamendi ibisiphendula abakwenzi khonabo kodwa abazitshele ukuthi bona bamele lawo amaphepha kodwa bayakwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi badiphotha bona bayenzani balobufakazi yini imbe bakhuluma ungizwe waye bengake befika labo befike belayine khonaphana bakuthi bamele abantu bakithi bevonta abantu bakithi bayabotshwa bese bethatha amaripoti beripota somewhere bese kusiba le-way forward kodwa ukubotshwa lokho mina ngile question sesiya ku-election lebhotswana nanto zile lakuthi kuthiwa kunzima ngale sazohlukumezwa sidudule vele nothi kancane yeah
hayi kuyezwakala
kuzela kuthi kubheke kwinto lokhu ngoba abantu bakithi ngicela abalaleli studio 7 aba abathetha asafika asambeni siregister ama-opposition parties wonke ezimbabwe kungabi le one emayodwa ngoba ama-statistics ka-2013 mawawulaleli utendaibit ewachazisa lapha yazi ngiyamthanda iwenza ngakhona ubhuti wayo i-politics iyayazi ngabe sasihlanganisa ama-results wonke la izanu ngabe sayiphosela ku-dustbin so asihlanganeni ama-opposition wonke sibe lo muntu one umjuru lo tswangirayi bengaba ngokuyisikhundla lokhuya asifakeni one kuphela umuntu utswangirayi la ingaziwe ukuthi abantu abaningi i-one vote is dangerous siyaluza sicela sihambe ngabantu abayi-one phambili aphana uzasimela sevota siyabuya siregista ngobuningi mna ngiqesa ukuvota ngo-1980 anzake nze ngivotela izanu angaze ngiyijoyine ngoba ayingenzeli lutho so yikubona abantu bakithi behlupheka abaningi bala abanye abala ama-document okuthi ngabe kuthiwa le parliamente simelwe labo sebhuku bethu benikezwe ama-powers abantwana laba abangala ama-i d bonke osebhuku bebathathe behambise bebhalise laphana bebe lezithupha sirejiste ngizwela umuntu ole-40 years namhlanje zakhe sisebenze andigovernment yezanu sasasebenze okwakho sokuyibhabhayi selenze ukuthi afe ngoba uma ule-40 years ungazake usebenze andizanu ungazake uthenga umbheda ungazake uthenga iphente entsha okwakho yibhabha empilweni so kunzima le yiti naleti iqothana lezanu wesevele esigabeni sakithi lapho engiphuma khona mina ngiyabazwela kakhulu basengozini izanu kususela mda phumandri iyouth encane lethiyanini alisebenza iningi ligcwele khona ngaze ngifike ekhanye ngiyababheka abantwana abayingamaxhego sebehlile ukufa it's a long process ukuthi iqaliswa ngaphi siwa kuphi okwenza abantu abethu behlupheke khona lapha eSouth Africa.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkomo.
Babuze bona abathi bona basimele ukuthi bona mabe bona into enjalo kule action bana bayithathayo bangathi basimele ku-studio 7 ngomlomo kodwa bengala action abayenzayo.
Okay, hayi sizababuza ukubulalela usezwe impendulo yakho.
Okay.
Christi tisataenda kuna mfundisi mungo yu waripa runare nungo taura wa teriri waviri watatu wanyora ku Facebook page edu FVO Shona anzina mkoma Edmo Mija deportation ya gara iri po kubvira na kubvira kwete jamayo kutuende sambiri mchitaura VVO Shona tanga watuaga umbo uzere wanyora nyaya kwa jakanaka mkoma Edmo Mija anzina Felix Chimuse kusia na kwenzimbo chete hakuna shirikuitika matiri isu ukabatwa nepolisi usina mapepa akakwana ndopo wanotokubuditsa ndokunge watadzo zvakare kutaurawo navo zvakanaka handizoti kutaura kukupanana kuchinjana maoko here Koya Richard Moyo anzi pakaoma vamwe vane maakaundi panopera pepa nemari kubanga yobva yavharwa zvakaoma. Mumwe ari kuti ndofunga pana hakunyeperai hakuna zvakadaro. Regai tigozonzwa kune vadaro vatina wasi. Mufundisi Moyo makadi.
Igo.
Alo mufundisi Moyo.
Masura seigo.
Aiwa taswera makadi zvenyu.
Hawa ginosimba chokutanga regai tinde mwari atishita pano. Zveshuwa nawi iyi nawi shopati. Vanganyora ndivanhu vasina mapepa. Nini ndakabva kumwedzi wakapera atango apply aslami 2006 ndobva ndabva mwedzi wakapera saka tasvika ukokoko. Pane pachipinda pagedhi pane kamushini kanokilika upuwa slipo ndauri room number 56 usikopa mafomu wapa mafomu unofanira kundofila zvakambonyura kudhara woenda mumapurisa wamapurisa zvozvapurisa zvinhu zvachinetsa saka nawe kutaura ndechokwadi nyaya yemuaslamu inhau yatambudza zvikuru pahome affair panombogara pava nerugare kubva kutanga kusvika nazvino problem ndiyo kuti dai vanga vari mabhuranji akawanda munhu wesouth africa makuru yakaita kubva cape town durban vanongoya mumaruva sata ipapa ende umbavha nohoro uri pahauna wakakura zvisingambobviri ende zvinoda zve mumwe murefu utomboti uchitoinda kuti mwari dai matobatsira bhozimu dzenguva zvinoenda zvizvazvamira zvakanaka saka nhau yemuaslamu inhau yatambudza vanhu vakawanda vakafana nevamwe vanhu vakainvesta mari dzakawanda kubva kudhara ende kana aslam isingi yatopera kubank furonga watovhara futi wotanga futi kuenda kuti zvikatongofa zvakadaro auchafoka kutowana imwe mari saka nhau yemuaslamu zveshuwashuwa inhau inorwadza vasi vanotaura zvavi vanhu vasina vanhu kuhoma fei kwakaoma zvinoda mwari kudai mwari akangotibatsirawo sevafambi vari mukati menyika ino izvi zvinotambudza taito svirawo dai zvimwe pamazeti kumaaslamu taiti kumapemiti zvodaiwo kumaaslamu zvodai but nhau yacho yakanyanya kuomesesa zvoti kumarova stata hakumborina kana rugare kana munhu achitokusvikako kana aslamu yako inokwanisa kumakwaa ikanzi cm yosiwa star vaiva vanonzi cm vaya kutienda kuseriusi kwotovhariwa zvachiro sachatodzoki zvapaunotika kutienda kuya utoenda wakabata kana 450 wosvikawa kunyuloko wobhadhira bhazi raigunaini bhazi racho haritombomiri undomiri ati vakuzivapo saka nhau iri kuitika home affair inhau yechokwadi asi kuvanhu vasini vatevanenge vasina mapepa asi vanawo vazhinji vakatobatira hura mumaoko bhozi nhau iri kuitika musouth africa munomo yakatooma zvisingambobviri atizoti mweya vakautanga sei tozvati munyika mao but maitiro akafana newasi right bhozi umwe unonge wasiya basa unenge wasiya mudzimai nepropeti yako kana zvezvako zvaunazvo mukati memba uchinotsvaga bepa usiko usungwa saka mutemo wakauyana hausi mutemo wakanaka mutemo uri rudhi hausi mutemo wakanaka zvikuru saizvozvo dai vaiza vamwe pla kuti kana vachiti vanhu havachavadika wouzakuti unofa kuti nekuti mangwana uchienda home affair pla kuti nenyaya yekuti vanhu kuzimbabwe takapuwa mazuva aviri chimandi nechipiri ndo mazuva tofa kuti tiende home affair ukoko ende vamwe vari kuno mwedzi wakapera vasvika uko havabatsirwi vanhu vacho vanoti vanenge vasitaraka koita matsotsi anenge akazara anopinzwa nomaraini saka inorwadza zvikuru kwamaruva asati saka zvino ngoti tinoda kungoti dai mwari vakangotibatsira bhozi hatinewo zvatingaita tiri kuzama nenzira dzose ende zvinorwadza bhozi ndakatomobva kumazuva akapera apa tine maakaunti tine mari dzatinadzo kana zvichinge zvatongovharwa kubhengi futi kunobva kamisa ufa kuti udzokezo uinde zvaita saizvo vakawanda kana zvatopata nemari yacho yatokupata yakaaati upenyu hwekurama kunze kwenyika wakomana upenyu unorwadza zvikuru wakafana nomudzimai uyaya anongogarira kuti ndinongogarira hangu vana chira kanyarohwa asongotiati kuti adzokezo kumba kakabvaba kwangaonaka pakugara nye kuti ada kuti asage kurarama
asi mufundisi tichitarisawo mashoko anenge achizobuda sevamwe vari kuti hakuna zvakadaro zvinosiya papi kune vanenge vachishupika kuti vazonzwa kuti chokwadi chiri papi nokuti vari kunyora vari kutoti voa ndisitiri kunyeba hanzi studio 7 tanga yematsvaga mafacts
aiwa ndosaka tati vanhu ivava vana chavanoziva munoziva kuti kuno mumwe munhu anongotorera nhau bvamugubhezi nhau yamutaura vevoa shona tinoitenda zvikuru nhau yaii ndeyechokwadi maaslam tichonawo tane makore nati aisi nhau yekunhewe yenhema musateerera vanhu vanongotora sina maturo zvamuri kuita ka toda kuti dai mwari vakaropafadza redhio iyoyi nokuti inobatsira zvikuru sei inofambisa shoko pose pose nhau yamutaura ndeyechokwadi adzisi nhema vanhu vakawana tikatoona kasungwa mwatori kuizirwa tatumira vanhu kuti vatodini vanotovasiyira mari kuti mangwana vaende kumusha aisi nhau yenhema zvinhu zvakawanda tinonga tinonamaranavanhu vatosunduwa nhasi saka ava vanotora zvisina kuti hakuna zvakadai vanhu vaivai vanoda kusoropodza vari kumusha saka zvinhu zvinoitika saka vanhu vakafanira musavateerera mofa kusefa mameseji evanhu vanovaka noza tioda isusu kuti zvinhu zvechokwadi zvenhema vanototeerera vanotoziva kuti zvechokwadi nhau ndechokwadi tiri kutendai zvikuru nemashoko amunogara muchingotipapakurepo mashoko akakosha zvikuru dai mwari akaropafadza redhio iyoyo yakaramba ichienda mberi
aiwa maita basa zvikuru mufundisi regai tinzwe kune vadare vatiinavo
awa tinotenda chodingave nemi uye neusiku wakanaka tinotenda zvikuru amen.
Thank you so much. Christian Mufundisi Moyo is saying, those people who are saying that there's nothing like that, they are actually liars. And he thinks that they don't have documents, they don't have any papers to work and stay in South Africa, because he's saying he has evidence of people who are being deported when they go and try to renew their papers. So maybe we can bring in Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you heard from some of our listeners who wrote to our VOA Shona Facebook page, and also from Mfundisi Moyo. Maybe you have one or two words.
Well, to start with, the fact that you are discussing this, it means that indeed there is something that is happening. And it will not benefit anyone to suggest that, to just come up with a lie and start threatening people. It is a fact, and we have confirmed it, and we receive daily reports of people that are being arrested, and people are knocking at our doors looking for assistance. Some knock while they are already at Lindela, and some knock while they are still incarcerated. And you will remember that as non-governmental organizations, we work on limited resources. So we try as much as is possible to gather information. But as you will know, that each and every process that we might want to take would need a certain financial input. So to say that is a lie is quite unfortunate on the part of the people that have been writing that. But I want to also thank the pastor who has just spoken now for shedding more light on the process as it is unfolding. Mm-hmm. So we are actually, as Zimbabweans, caught between a rock and a hard place, and we do not really know what is the way forward. But as we have indicated, we will try to engage our government through the embassy, as well as the responsible ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, to try and find ways of getting, at least an amicable solution out of the whole scenario, so that at least confidence is brought back to the people that are currently using asylum papers.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Chris, we are also joined now by Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer, and he works with the Human Rights Watch in Southern Africa. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you so much, Jonga and team. Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome. Mr. Mavinga, there are reports that many Zimbabweans who applied for asylum in South Africa say they are now scared of renewing their permits following an increase in the number of those that are arrested and deported while attempting to update update them. May you shed light on this?
Yes, it is correct that hundreds, if not thousands, of Zimbabweans who had in fact not applied for asylum, but the application is for refugee status. Mm-hmm. But what the Home Affairs Department in South Africa has done is not to give a determination on refugee status, but to offer 6 monthly asylum documents that are renewable every 6 months, which documents would enable the holder to work in South Africa, to go to school, or to start a small business. But what is happening now is that in the last few weeks, we have noticed and have received reports from Zimbabweans seeking to renew their asylum documents. That in fact, bribes have been demanded at the Maraba Stad offices in Pretoria when they went for renewals, and that some have been told to that they would face deportation. I have received reports from some who have been told to retain on the 18th of June for the purpose of deportation back to Zimbabwe. So this is what we now face here in South Africa. It is very real, and it's a huge challenge.
Mm. Chris.
Yes, so Mr. Mavinga, you seem to, I don't know if I got you right, you seem to be differentiating between refugee status and asylum. Can you explain to our listeners if there is a difference and what is the procedure?
Well, yes, the application that is made upon entering South Africa is one for refugee status, which is a more permanent status. But what the Department of Home Affairs has done is not to immediately determination on refugee status application, but to give temporary asylum documents, which temporary documents expire every 6 months and have to be renewed every 6 months. So the idea being that at some point, the holder of an asylum permit would then have their application for refugee status determined whether they qualify or not. But in the interim, if you have an asylum document, then it means you are entitled to work or to go to school in South Africa. But now what is happening is that the Department of Home Affairs seems recently now is no longer renewing the asylum documents, except for in some cases where people have paid corruptly, bribe money, 100 rand, 200 rand or more for those exceptions to be met. Now the position is that people are being deported back to Zimbabwe and not getting extensions or renewals of their asylum documents.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, thank you so much for explaining, Mr. Mavinga. Miss Matutu. Hello, Miss Matutu? Miss Matutu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Ah, okay. Maybe you can also explain to our listeners why some people are now being, are being afraid of going back if they have their papers, because you explained that, I think, in Sindebele, but you can still add to what the other guests have said.
Sorry, I didn't get your question straight.
Yes, I'm saying, may you explain the reasons you are getting from people, because as you have heard from our listeners, some of our listeners, they are saying that there's nothing like that is happening, which means to them, their life is normal. What can you explain to such people?
The one thing I can say is that same person who is saying that this is not happening, I bet you he or she doesn't have any asylum, he doesn't have a permit, he's just not documented in South Africa. Because anyone who is documented here, it's either you've got a permit that better fits him or you've got an asylum. We are all on our toes.
Mm.
This thing is happening. Like I'm saying, I'm the Zimbabwe tail lady. I've got ladies who have come. I think it's been happening since, like, since we started the organization, we've received a lot of complaints like that. We've even, like, had ladies who came to us and say, okay, someone has been taken to Lindela, so they need money for a bus fare or something like that. You need to pay bus fare for that person to be deported.
Mm.
So we've had ladies, like I'm saying, one lady came on the 4th of, was it 4th of May, something like that. She was given that form, that letter that says you are no longer allowed to be in South Africa.
Mm.
So it is happening. Whoever is saying it's not happening is either undocumented or is just being like
mischievous.
I think maybe he or she is in denial of what the situation is like here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm saying, it's either you've got a ZSP or you've got an Aslam. Everyone is on his or her toes, because we don't know what the future holds for us. Mm-hmm. Everyone, if you've got an Aslam today, it's expiring like next month. You just don't know whether to go there or just leave it to expire and just live like anyone else who is not documented. Because if you go there, you'll be arrested. So you'll end up having a lot of people who are not documented in South Africa, because a lot of people hate Aslams. If now the Aslams are not renewed, then we have a lot of undocumented people. That's adding to the number.
Yes. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Ms. Matutu. We have a caller. Tina Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Ndiripo Mkoma Jonga Magadigo.
Aiwa, ndirimupenyu. Ndimukoma Mamboma.
Ivo, chaivo.
Aiwa. Tsanangura asi mudzoro mbichana volume reradio yenyu motsanangura yenyu zvamuruda kutaura.
Okay, Mkoma Jonga. Thanks. Mparise Mkoma Chris.
Nhasi pana Mkoma Chris. Mkoma Gibbs vari kupasu kubasa kwavo kuoffice.
I said Chris.
Asi matuma kusangana here nemunhu ari kuti ndakapiwa tsamba yekudzingwa mumusha kana kuti yamini yekubviswa muSouth Africa kudzoserwa kumusha kana kuti mune vamunoziva akatosiya midziyo yake akabatwa akaenda.
Iye vanhu vazhinji vanobakwa kuno kubati vanenge vasingabatirwi yavo zvekuti vanga vaenda kunorinyiwa but kutongobatwa kunzi iwe mapepa ako hana kukwana waita uchingofamba woziyaziya zvekuti home affairs ikangomira womota yavapa vakada ngokubvunza-bvunza kana kuti makawanda kana kufamba makata chikwata vanotokasira kuti hawo mazimba then mukubvunziwa mweme. Uone kwa hauna madokumenti akakwana anokodzera kuti ugare muno South Africa unotodeportiwa ipapo. But haina hangu kuno ku Rustenburg ndati ndanginzwa hangu vanoti vakamboenda ku bozi vanhu vachiti tirikugara katina mapemita tokugara na mapassport isu.
Okay.
Takungoita zvabata nzenzi zvatongozvigarira.
Aiwa pakanaka mukoma Donald maita basa.
Ya mufarise mukoma Mazinga vari ipapo.
Aiwa vari kuzvinzwira hanza hapana inokumira imwe.
Ya aiwa ndotenda nebasa guru varoita mhani mukomadhewa.
Ndizvozvo. Vamabhinga hanzi munoita basa riri kudakadza namukoma Donald vari kuSouth Africa ikoko. Halo, ndofunga vari kunzwa. Chris wanzwa mukoma Donald is one of our regular callers. He's saying, well, this is happening. Though where he is in Rustenburg, he says it's not as high as it is in places like Johannesburg and other areas, but he's saying it is happening. Those who are in denial will only come to agree to the process, or I mean that the process is taking place where it happens to someone they know or to them. Well, we know many people who live in denial. The only, the only proof of a pudding is in the eating. When when it's you, it hurts most. Many tumbos go kunani.
Let's hear from Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you are in Johannesburg, by the way.
In Johannesburg.
Okay. Did you hear anything about the floods which we hear hit Cape Town today?
There have been notices that have been put out, especially by the Western Cape government, regarding the floods, advising people to stay indoors and also advising that schools will be closed in some areas just during the time of the storms. Is quite true. I have not been on the news to find out what has really transpired. If lives have been lost or if properties have been damaged of late, but in the morning the news has been advised as such.
Oh, I see. Thank you for that information. Anyway, back to our topic. This issue of Zimbabweans going to renew their papers and finding themselves in trouble has not been happening in the past, or it's something that just sprung recently.
Well, this has just come up now. People never really had problems with renewals. You would remember that when people went for renewals, they would even not renew on the particular day of expiry, and they would go back and back again and again, and there was not really any problem. The moment you would get in there, usually it was a process of getting it done. But albeit, there have been queues those queues were the ones that were really igniting the corruption. But now, since the advent of the new system, it seems as though they are trying to clear a backlog of the cases. But in so doing, they are putting too much pressure on the applicants to an extent that they now have to force to arrive at decisions without giving much consideration, which is
now causing all the deportations that we see. I think it's a matter of change in policy direction, and also in some cases, you know, as I've just picked up now, that some are given the time to say, go back, and you should be out of South Africa. But some have not been given that time even to appeal or to even go back home. They've been taken away from Marawasat straight to Lindela. We have got several cases of that nature, which is quite unfortunate. And for us Zimbabweans, we really feel that we are under too much pressure. We are being victimized home and away. There is bond notes in Zimbabwe. There is all sorts of things that one would not like to deal with. And when we come this side and we face such situations, we really feel that the Lord is no longer on our side. It's quite a problem. But nonetheless, we encourage people to go back home, register to vote, and really have a better life in our area of death.
Mm-hmm. So can you give me an idea of at least how many people are, you know, are in those queues waiting to renew their asylum papers on a given day?
It's quite many. But there's been some notable improvements since the advent of the new system. Previously, you'd find give or take 1,000, 2,000 people in the queue, but now they're still loitering around and, you know, people are standing out here and there. But once you are inside, then it's much better. But you would expect a crowd of 500, 600 people that come through the offices on a day-to-day basis.
That's quite a big number. Anyway, well, thanks so much. Can you keep holding? Silomlaleli lapha uNtunga. Ntunga use South Africa. Kunjani Ntunga?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila. Igama lakho lonke mbani? NguNtunga Mili Nkomo
yini?
Oh, Nkomo. Bengithi nguNtunga engisebenza la enxa usebalekwa eSouth Africa. Ungasiphathisa usitshele ukuthi udaba lolu esilalo namhlanje wena ulubona njani?
Le ndaba ikhona ngani ikhona impela abantu banokubanjwa but angeze umuntu okuthiwa wafika wabanjwa lapho loko kubona abantu besiya-renewa lapho ama-aslam bebuya nawo ama-aslam renewe but ngeze omunye manje ethi kwathiwa wazonikeza ama-questions okuthi uma bengakhona ukuthi bephendule imbuzo efana laleyo abazoyiphiwa bazoqhubeka bephiwa ama-aslam but uma bengehluleka bazofika bewathathela ama-aslam which means uma sebewathathela sekuyodiphotha kwabo lapho
kodwa bonabo ngokuthi wena ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Mina ngise-Joburg lapha eSoweto.
Kodwa phela esikhuluma labo uyantu uyabezwa bathi bona kuyenzakala bahlala bekubona kusenzakala lo.
Lami ngiyabezwa batsho kanjalo ukuthi kwenzakala but mina embaziyo abasebenzisa ama-slam lapha lokhu bona besiya-renewa belokhu bekhona la manje baya-renewa okwamanje ankazi ukuthi kukhona wabanjwa lapha ePitori.
Hayi kwezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Ntunga.
Olright, hayi siyabonga kakhulu.
Timonzo kunawa mavinga.
Bamavinga.
Ndoba kunzi nareyo yona.
Yeah, I think the call has dropped.
Regai Timbozwa edu kuna Sisi Matutu. Miss Matutu, ameno munhu oda kukhuluma here kana kuti kutaura kana ku English.
Ngicela ukukhuluma.
Maybe my friend can throw a question so that you kuluma ini ndinga kulumisa.
Yes, lapho ubaba lapho esilayo omunye layo ngumhlonitshwa wethu umnumzana Mambeu uthi yena bayafika ama 500 to 1000 wena bangaki uya kubabone ngelanga elilodwa?
Mina angaze ngifike mara bastard. Kodwa ngiyamkholwa mayethi kube ngafika bo 400 to 500 abantu abayavuselela ama-Aslam a day. and the local things to put in Ganganani Nani Laban Tabasa Masam, like South Africa.
Okuthi nxa uhamba nje emgwaqweni lapho iningi ohlangana labo babe belawa amaphepha na?
Iqiniso yokuthi abantu abaningi abalawa amaphepha bebelawo lawa ama-aslam, kodwa nabo futhi akusibo bonke abanama-aslam abantu. Abantu abaningi abalawa amaphepha la-South Africa. And futhi masa kusenzeka kanje ugcina usubona ukuthi lo muntu ongela amaphepha mhlawumbe ungcono ngoba kalaso leso sisebe sokuya-renewa nokwenza lezo lonto zonke lezo yayibona.
Kodwa ke nxa usuhlangana la mapolisi ungelawo amaphepha sokusiba le nkinga.
Yabona lapho kuqala khona indaba leyo ebesikhuluma ngayo ye-corruption, ukuthi sokubizwa amaphoyisa noma sukotshwa sesiyahlala ilindela ulinde ukudiphotha, ongakwazi ukuzodiphotha nini ngoba uzosiceda noma zinyanga ezimbili phezu laphana.
Kunzima jonga.
Rekaiti mozakona vamambeu. Vamambeu, tinoona kunge hurumende yeSouth Africa isingatambiri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. Mungafunga here kuti danho iro ndoriri kuita kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachizosvikowana magwaro avo ekutsvaka upoteri anga asina kubudirira vachidzoserwawo musha?
Tine hurumende yemuno ndeyekusagamuchira chimiro chenyika yeZimbabwe. Vene vakagamuchira chimiro chenyika yeZimbabwe kubva kuna 2008 uko vambeki vari mupawa vatitiwo kuZimbabwe hakuna crisis. Iko zvino vazuma vakapindawo. Pavakanga vachida kunopinda paya vaiita senge kuZimbabwe kune crisis, asi pavakangopinda zvoita senge maonero avo ati njeu. Saka ipapo tine dambudziko guru, tinenge titoti dei vambochinja matarisiro avo enyika yeZimbabwe vakaona kuti zvingaitwa sei, nokuti chero vakadhipota vanhu vanongodzoka, uyezve havasiri vari kutoenda kumusha vatiri kutotyira. Todotira vamwe vari kutosimba muZimbabwe izvezvi, vari kutiza mabhondi notes, vari kutiza kugara makiu vakamirira mari dzavo. Vene vava vari vamwe vazuma nehurumende yavo, vagara navamugabe pasi kuti nhamo iri kuonekwa nevana veZimbabwe ingapedzwa sei. South Africa inyika huru kwazvo inogona kuva neinfluence muSadic neAfrica pate zvayo yakakura kudai. Saka tinoita tichingovaisa chikumbiro kuti vasaramba vachidzivirira. Kana tadouya kuno nezvikodzero zvatinenge zvichauya nazvo zvakasiyana, vatirege tikwanise kushandawo, asi ngavabatsire mukugadziriswa kwenyika yekwedu kuti nyika yekwedu nayo yegogona kumirawo zvakanaka. Vakaramba vari mudenial, tinosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo tese tichingotambudzana, tichingotizana, tichingobhuraibhana, tichingotizana, tichingobhuraibhana. Hamene kuzvinopera rini?
Thank you so much, Chris. Ndofunga nguva dzakuda kutandanisika. Timbonzwa kuna Zare Matutu. Tinenge tisati tawana vamavhinga kudzoka parunare, but tombotaura here nevaripo.
Yebo jonga. Isikhathi mama Matutu sesifika ekugcineni lapha, sesidliwe ngumangoye, sesisafika ekugcineni, ungaphosa nje elakho elokugcina usitele ukuthi njengomuntu omela abantu khona ngapho eSouth Africa, kukhona omnye umlaleli oke wabuza wathi ha khathi bona labo abathi bayasimela bona kuyini abakwenzayo kahle kahle abangasithembisa khona?
Akukho singathembisa khona ngoba lento yokuthi yokurenewa kwama-aslam noma kwama-permits so kuleli zangeni leyomafizi e-South Africa. So okwamanje mina engingakukhuthaza abantu ukuthi vele ukuhlala sise egangeni sizohlala sihlangana nazinkinga ezifana nalezi. I-situation esikiyo manje idinga ukuthi sizele amacebo okuthi siyelungisa ekhaya. Masihlala phansi sihlangana khona size namacebo kuyalungisa ekhaya, ngoba ukuhlala lapha eSouth Africa silwele ama-aslam, silwele ama-permits, akusoze kusise ndawo. Okusala ukuthi lesizukulwane sethu esizayo sizobe lokho sila eSouth Africa, silwele ama-permits, silwele ama-aslam. Yebo siyawafuna ama-permits, sisebenzele ama-aslam adingeka, kodwa kumele siyolungisa lapho esibuya khona ngoba asivela ngasakhamula eSouth Africa, silizwe lethu esidabuka khona.
Isikhathi sesiphelileyo njengoba ngikhulumile. Sibongile kakhulu, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Siyabonga nathi.
Yes, Jonga, we have come to the end of our show. That was the Victress Matutu of the Imbokodo Pressure Group in South Africa. We also had Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer and who works for Human Rights Watch South Africa. And of course, Mr. Tino Mambeu, of the coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Thank you so much to our listeners as well. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Gande Miri. Tusanga na mshurongwa Studio 7. Zvinotevera. Mwarira zvakanaka.